Hello, everyone. Welcome to Whiplash Talks. This is Sunshine. It's such a beautiful day. Oh my goodness, everyone. I don't know about you guys, but are you feeling the energies out there right now? Oh my goodness. So much going on. And it's just my 1 hour to reach out and love on everyone and tell you how much I love you and appreciate you. Not everybody gets told that they're loved, and I just want you to know that you are loved and that you do matter and that you're here for this season, for a reason, for this purpose. And I love getting messages from you guys, and I'm going to pick one out that I haven't been able to reply back, and I'll work with BBS on that, on how I'm to figure out how to do that. But I won't give away the person's location, but a general location, Karen, East Coast area. Such a beautiful, beautiful note that you sent me, and the words of encouragement, and it really means a lot to hear from you guys. As you know, I do this dialogue by myself, and I don't have the going back and forth communication. And so it's so nice to hear from you and to hear that I am making a difference in your lives. So thank you so much for everybody that has reached out and encouraged me in this walk. If this is your first time on Whiplash Talks, this started, oh goodness, a few months ago. I went through the passing of my mother. She was my biggest friend and my best friend and my biggest confidant and my biggest cheerleader. I would feel confident in saying that we've had previous lives together. And I would say that some people say that twin flames are not just romantic involvements. And I would say that my mother and I, in the spiritual lingo, that we were definitely twin flames. We are close, still are close. And we used to always joke about the apple fall far from the tree. So I lost her. Well, I didn't lose her. She left this plane in January 5th, 2023, and then I was in a relationship with for several years in March 30th of this year, 2024. He passed away, and he was one that was completely responsible for me becoming more knowledgeable and walking into the knowledge of understanding what really is going on with this world. And so I kind of was really, I was struggling. I was just kind of getting my feet back under me for my mom's passing, and then Bill passed. And so it was kind of a 1-2 punch. And so that is how Whiplash Talks was birthed. I had always felt that I should be doing a talk show or a podcast or something like that. And so just out of blind faith, I launched. And so if you're just joining me today for the first time, you can go back and work your way through all of the recordings, and you'll hear some of the pain and some of the hurt and some of the growth. But I've always said that I feel like I'm swimming through mud on my way to ascension, and it's kind of like this really thick, clay-laden muck that I'm swimming through, but I'm making progress. And so I just wanted to give you a little recap of where I'm at, and you know, thank you guys for reaching out to me. And specifically this time, I wanted to thank Karen. So these energies these past few weeks have been insane. They've been really intense. And I kind of wanted to make a joke with Q, not that he ever listens to this, but he knows all. So I wanted to make a joke with him that next time he wanted to get his ears pierced to go maybe a less dramatic way, because that was pretty intense. But work for me has been, since we're talking about whiplash, work for me has been, as I say, cray cray these last couple of weeks. I am very good at what I do, and not to brag, but it just comes very naturally for me to be in the field that I'm in. And I am in a position to where part of my job is to protect the environment around construction projects. So if you are doing construction and you don't have what we call best management practices installed, then there's a darn good chance that you are during a stormwater event having siltation issues that get into the storm drains, which suffocates, spawning areas and for, aquatic insects, home areas or habitat areas for aquatic insects, and then spawning areas for, fish and amphibians, and just it's the whole life cycle thing. And so we have, stormwater ordinances in place, and they should be followed. And all construction sites that go on in the country that I live in, the USA, they have abbreviation entities that require you to follow certain things to protect these situations. Well, I'm in an area to where everybody that's doing construction in where I have jurisdiction is, I can just make a call and say, hey, you've got some track out from your trucks, or hey, some of your silt fencing is down or whatever, and they immediately call back and say, we're on it. And within a day, usually day or two, they call me back and say, done. But I've got one particular place that is literally, they've kind of drawn a line in the sand and said, oh yeah, come make me do it. And it's so heartbreaking, because it's like, it's not me. I don't want to be that, we call it an AHJ, authority having jurisdiction. I don't want to be the AHJ that comes in heavy handed, but yet it's my job right now to do that. It's my job to protect the environment. And I've worked through the system, and I've tried to call, I've tried to send letters, and just to get to the bottom line, here I am now recently sent out criminal summons to court for them to address their issues. So not something that a high vibrational person wants to go through. And so I had a really hard time balancing, and that's what Whiplash Talks is all about. It's like, how do you balance the crap in life and still stay in your, I just want to go play with the butterflies and the dragonflies, energy. And it's frustrating. And so I just wanted to let you know that even though I am on here and, I'm Susie Sunshine at the opening and say, hey, I'm glad you're here, I go through it. And I'm sure you guys are going through it too. Some of the energies out there are crazy right now. And so just always find time to, we talked about last week, energy flows where attention goes. And I actually have a sticky note on my computer screen at work to help me refocus, because it's easier to get pulled down to a lower vibration than it is to pull people up to yours. And so sometimes I just have to push away from the desk and as Nicola Evans talks about and Key was joked about, I just have to push away from the desk, take some deep breaths, and then exhale, and then just refocus, refine my center. So with that said, I'm okay where I'm at. I know it's the right thing to do to protect the environment, but I sure hate having to go through what I'm going through. And so what is right, I have to just let it go and know that I am focusing on, one, the job I was hired to do, but two, it's not me being vindictive and going after them as they are portraying and stirring it up and calling other jurisdictions and complaining and trying to rally the troops. It truly is my heart centered to protect the environment and to require them to do what they're required to do. Yes, I am working for a government entity at a jurisdictional level, not at a state or federal level. And I do wish we were all operating under common law. I will say that, but we are not right now. And so I have a job that I have to do, but I try very hard to not get to the point of where we got a phone call, an email, hey, can you do this? Would you do that? Hey, I saw this. And then they'll call me and say, hey, I'm having problems with, you know, a storm drain. Can you please have your guys come check it, clean it out? Yes, I will. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I do struggle with my current position. I would much rather be on the other side going out and securing land and doing land acquisition and doing humanitarian work and saving Mustangs and building amazing centers for training and for data centers, call centers to do the great things that we're all called to do through a project review with Q. So those are things that I would love to do, but right now that's not what my job is, and that's not what currently in this weird, crazy system that we're in pays my bills. So if you're feeling that too, I just want to encourage you, you know, stay the course, because things are changing and it's going to be weird, but stay the course and stay true to your heart center. There was something that I was reading the other day on, where was it? It was on, was it SoundCloud? I think I was on SoundCloud. I'm pretty sure. But it was Cliff High. Cliff High, so he makes me laugh. He is way past my intellectual level. And some of the stuff I take with a grain of salt, but this was hilarious to me. It was awesome what he did. And it's called Extrapolation. And it says your thoughts are your reality. And so it caught my attention because that is what Q and Mermaid have been telling us. It's like, you know, basically energy flows where attention goes. And so your thoughts are your reality. So you're birthing into that. You're moving forward. Don't look back. There's nothing behind you. That's done. And so he typed up and he said, below is the prompt I provided to chat AI. And I'm like, oh Lord, here it goes. And he said, the base level assumption inherent in the Einsteinian model of universe, that is, relativity and quantum understanding, the base model for physics of the Western world is that the matter, the atoms, and space and electrons at all would exist whether any consciousness existed to perceive the matter or not. That is the, quote, grit of the universe is persistent and does not need consciousness to perceive it in order that it may exist. The base for science has led humanity into a cul-de-sac that lasts 120 years in which we have fewer and fewer fundamental breakthroughs, and our science is static, more or less, only with incremental improvements overall and no new directions nor new base level discoveries. Within this understanding, Mr. AI chat, that was my input there, sorry. Within this understanding of our physics and physical reality, we have continuous and nearly constant appearances of UFOs, also known as UAPs, and USO, unknown undersea objects. These vehicles, phenomena, however it is characterized, obviously do not employ the same physics as does our human technology. Obviously, these vehicles are from somewhere else, are arriving here are seemingly not natural and thus are created artifacts of some species somewhere. And obviously, these species do not employ the same physics as do humans. Obviously, they are using the, quote, other physics. The other physics is called the ontological model, and at its base is the opposite understanding to that of current human civilization. That is, that the grit of the universe appears as matter only because it is perceived by consciousness as it arises from consciousness at a base level. And the grit of the universe does not exist without some consciousness to perceive it. In this model, the limitations found in human physics, distance, weight, gravity, dimensions, do not exist. Thus, the ability demonstrated by these craft to travel with no propulsion residue on apparent zero-point energy. Given this premise, what may be extrapolated about the minds behind the UFO-UAP phenomena? Below is the reply from ChatAI. Given the premise that the UFO-UAP phenomena are manifestations of a civilization operating under an ontological model of physics, several extrapolations about the minds behind these phenomena can be made. 1. Advanced understanding of consciousness. These beings must possess a highly advanced understanding of consciousness and its role in shaping reality. Their technology would be designed to interact directly with consciousness, implying a deep integration of mental and physical sciences. 2. Non-local perception and communication. If the grit of the universe exists only as it is perceived by consciousness, then these beings might have developed ways to perceive and interact with the universe beyond the limitations of space and time. This can include non-local communication methods, allowing instant information exchange across vast distances. 3. Control over matter and energy. By manipulating the underlying consciousness, reality, these beings could control matter and energy in ways that seem impossible by our current scientific understanding. This could explain the lack of propulsion residue and the apparent use of zero-point energy in their craft. 4. Dimensional mastery. The ontological model suggests that dimensions and distances are not fixed constraints. These beings might be able to navigate and manipulate higher dimensions, allowing for travel that bypasses traditional space-time limitations. This could explain their ability to appear and disappear seemingly at will and traverse vast interstellar distances effortlessly. 5. Interconnectedness of all things. Operating under an ontological model would likely foster a profound sense of interconnectedness. These beings might perceive all entities and phenomena as interconnected parts of a greater whole, influencing their interactions and possibly their ethics and culture. 6. Potential for ethical and philosophical differences. The ontological model may result in vastly different ethical and philosophical frameworks. These beings might prioritize the health of consciousness or the integrity of perception over material considerations, leading to behaviors and motivations that are difficult for humans to comprehend. 7. Advanced cognitive abilities. The ability to manipulate reality at such a fundamental level would require cognitive abilities far beyond human capabilities. These beings might possess enhanced perception, intuition, and mental processing, allowing them to interact with the universe in ways that seem like magic to us. 8. Creative and adaptive technologies. their technologies would likely be highly adaptive and creative, capable of responding dynamically to changes in consciousness and perception. This could result in craft and tools that are fluid, multifunctional, and seemingly alive. 9. Philosophical and spiritual insights. Given their deep understanding of consciousness, these beings might have profound philosophical and spiritual insights. They may possess knowledge about the nature of existence, the origins of consciousness, and the purpose of life, which could inform their interactions with other species, including humans. 10. Exploratory and observational motives. Their presence on Earth might be driven by a desire to observe and understand different forms of consciousness and reality. They might be exploring how various species interact with the fundamental nature of the universe, including the unique perspectives offered by human consciousness. This extrapolation suggests a civilization that operates on principles radically different from our own, driven by an advanced understanding of consciousness and its role in shaping reality. Their technologies, behaviors, and motivations would reflect this foundational difference, leading to phenomena that challenge our current scientific paradigms. Then Cliff said, note that the conclusion is exactly as I have been saying, that we cannot judge these UFO guys by human standards at any level. To do so is completely wrong. They will not have the same relationship to reality as humans. And I thought, oh my gosh, who would even think, other than Cliff High, to put this in chat AI or AI chat and this come out? But it's profound. It's, in my opinion, it's spot on. So I thought, my goodness, I probably needed to share that with you guys, because it really kind of lightened my day and I enjoyed it a lot. I read a poem for you guys a while back by Lucia Nicola Evans. And as I shared with you at the beginning of the show, that, you know, I've gone through some pretty, as a human being in a human body, I've gone through some profound life hiccups past year and a half, and so I'm walking through it and learning how to grieve without losing my shit. Let me just be honest. If you need to bleep that out, Dawn, sorry. So I really didn't know where to turn, and I've gone to a couple of different people to kind of get some help, and everybody I've gone to has been great. Because coming out of the organized religion background, I knew how to deal with stuff. I knew how to, quote unquote, pray, which I now hate that word pray, as in like I am pray, or, it's just yuck. So I knew how to work the Bible. I knew how to do what I was trained to do, but I was lost when it came to how to go through all this. I didn't have anything. And so I ended up working with a couple of different people, and Lucia Nicola Evans was one of those people. And she had a class that was going to be all women and working on, what does it mean to live an empowered life? And so I thought, I need that. So I signed up, and I've met some amazing, amazing women from all over the world. It's been fantastic. But I just kind of wanted to read you that poem again, and then we'll go into a little bit about, what is going on in that class and kind of the action steps. And I thought maybe it might be helpful to you guys if you're going through some stuff as well. But I think I'll, BBS, if it's okay, I think I'll read this poem and then we'll take a break, and then I'll come back after the poem and we'll work on some other stuff. But this poem is called Living Empowered, and it's by Lucia Nicola Evans. What would your life be like if you didn't let anything stop you? If you honored the ways of your heart and opened to the ancient wisdom hidden in plain sight? What would your life be like if you opened to the magic right here in this moment and embraced yourself? What would your life be like if you allowed life to flow through you rather than force it to happen? What would your life be like if you were to take charge and choose what you would like to happen? What would your life be like if you let go of the past hurts and looked forward to the unlived moments of today? What would your life be like if you were fearless and let your heart lead? What would your life be like if you were honest with yourself and allowed space for the truth to be revealed? How might your life be different if you know that there is a place for you, for your voice to be heard, for your presence to be known, for your gifts to be received and valued, and for your love and kindness to be appreciated? What would it feel like to belong and feel like you can make a positive difference in the world by showing up as yourself? What would it feel like to be an empowered woman in this world, or empowered man in this world, knowing you are at choice and no longer a victim to your circumstances? What will you choose? And that's by Lucia Nicola Evans. BBS, if we could go to a quick break, I'll come back and we'll be back in about 2 minutes, guys. Welcome back, everyone, to Whiplash Talks. This is Sunshine, and we left with living empowered. What does that mean? What does it mean to live empowered? And we read that beautiful, beautiful poem by Lucia Nicola Evans. And what will you choose? What will you choose? How are you going to be empowered? And part of the work that we're working on as a group, the question was posed, what aspect of your life do you want to empower? And there were several choices. I mean, it could be, you know, relationships or your health or maybe even possibly, you know, your finances or fitness or communication, or, you know, maybe it's healthy boundary setting, or what is something that you, what aspect of your life do you want to empower? And then we were to write it out, you know, that aspect, choosing to empower. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm having a hard time trying to, you know, pinpoint what aspect of my life I want to empower. But it kind of came to me today, like this was like a week or two ago, the assignment, and I kind of muddled through and I'm like, well, I want to slow down because work keeps me incredibly busy. But it just wasn't settling. I mean, everybody wanted to slow down, but I really wanted to pinpoint what it was. And so the more that I worked on it, and the more that I set aside some time, it was, I'm still working on the wording of it, but what I really want to empower is source in me, spirit. I want to decrease the human and increase source. That is me. So that's where I'm at. So I'm still trying to put it into words. But then it was talking about, you know, what aspect or what action step will you take? You know, what's an inspired action step or action steps that you will take to implement to carry this out? And, oh, I run so hard and fast, guys, and I need to slow down. And so part of it is, I have a little garden. I have landscaping that I get up and water every morning. I have a little sprinkler system at my place, but last year it was like a $200 water bill a month, and I'm like, Mama ain't doing that again. So I live in an area where there are venomous snakes and stuff like that. So I don't want to go out before it's light to water because I, you know, want to watch my footfall, as we call it. And so, you know, the days are getting, you know, shorter, and the daylight, you know, sunrise is coming up a little later, and I have to be at work at a certain time. So I go out to water, hand water, and I wait until it's light for me to be able to see. And so it rushes me in the morning, and I like to start with my commands and get my commands going, and just get my center, find my center and find my balance and set my day off right. And so I think my first action step really is to, you know, get up and do those first before I go outside, because I'm not getting them done now. And so I'm doing them as I'm driving, and I, you know, it's fine. It works. My words have power. I get that. But I want that focused, gets the best of me power, you know, the focus in the morning. And so, you know, I think that's going to be one of my inspired action steps is to rearrange my normal schedule to where I'm giving that first part of my day to doing my commands and doing my affirmations and working on, you know, energy flows where attention goes. So starting my day off right. And so I kind of want to encourage you guys to look at your life too, and where are you at? How are you juggling all of these crazy energies and the stuff that's going on? And I was talking to a friend just right before the show, and neither one of us really watch sports or anything like that, especially with what's going on with, you know, the energies around the recent Olympics that's going on and all of the nefarious stuff that goes on behind the scenes with, you know, pro sports, et cetera, and so forth. And so I don't really have that part going on, so I'm not really watching anything on the news, but yet I just sense that the energies out there, they're legit. They are, you know, we're pegging on that. And we know if you're a Q follower like me and you're listening to Being Inspired with Q and then Project Review with Q, then you know, you know kind of what's going on out there, and you're listening to that, and your spirit, you know, it settles with you and you understand that. So I just want to encourage you to, you know, what aspect of your life do you want to empower right now while we're going through this ascension process, while we're right in the middle of, it sounds funny, but yin and yang, while we're in the middle of light and dark, and it's like, it's almost like we're kind of pulled, we're being pulled back and forth, or like a ping pong ball being batted back and forth between the two areas of our life. And so what aspect of your life do you want to empower? And again, you know, is it a relationship issue, or is it a health or finances issue, or fitness communication? It's not even really an issue, but is there something that you want to empower to even be stronger in your life, or to just be at the top of your list? So just because you're working on yourself doesn't mean that anything's broken. It just means that you want to better yourself. And I think going into the ascension, you know, process, and going through the ascension process, we all want to better ourselves. We all want to tap into, why are we here? Why did I agree to come for this season, for this time, for this purpose? I mean, you know, a 2,000 year span, why did I pick now? So there's got to be a reason. So, you know, let's better ourselves. Pick something and then set your intentions out there. Take that inspired action step. You know, write down a date on when you want to have this implemented. And you know, 2 weeks out, let's say you've got this inspired action step. Did you get it done? Did you make it happen? And what are you doing to remember it? I actually have behind me on my wall in my office. I'm a quilter in my spare time. Yeah, spare time. But you know those ceiling tiles, you know, on the suspended ceilings, like in commercial offices where they hang those silly tiles with the metal cross sections. Those actually, you can put those up with the foam tape that you can pull that will not damage your paint or your walls. You can stick those to your sheetrock painted walls in a room, and you can use those to push pin things too. And so I have an entire wall, actually, in the room that I'm in now, to where I have my commands, I have my affirmations, I have special cards that people have sent me over the past year and a half dealing with stuff. Just had a birthday that was it was a benchmark one. Whee! So I just put stuff up there if I'm not designing a quilt and I don't have it up there to design it. And, you know, maybe it's just making a special place in your house to where you can go in and just kind of set yourself aside. You know, maybe you're a musician and you have a room where you've got all your instruments in, but maybe it's been kind of a catch-all room, and maybe it's time to go in there and make it a place that draws you as opposed to repels you. Maybe it's a place that draws you in. Come spend time with me. Come play. You know, what's your area of play? So I encourage you to do that. Write down, you know, what are your action steps? How are you going to get to that aspect of your life that you want to empower? If you were a business person, you would do this naturally. You would just be like, okay, we want to meet this benchmark. Okay, how are we going to do that? Sales, how are you going to help us do that? Marketing, how are you going to help us do that? And, you know, all the different departments that you would talk to, accounting, how, where are we now and where do we need to be? And you would make out that business plan. So why not make out the business plan for your life to be the best you and to carry out what you came here to do? So I just encourage you to work on that. Work on it. It can be fun. Lucia even encourages us to draw out our intentions, and the intentions, she really makes it a point to always make sure that you talk in present tense, not like someday when I grow up, I want to be. She wants you to talk in present tense. And that present tense, you know, you're saying specifically, let me see if I can find an example. Instead of, let me see if I've got it here. I'm sorry, I don't. So, you know, make a journal, write in your journal and talk about, you know, instead of saying, I want to blah, 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 speak as if it's already happened. So I am rescuing Mustangs. I am doing whatever you want to do. And then write down your core beliefs. You know, write down 10 core beliefs that you believe about yourself and how you're going to be able to carry out the action steps for your empowerment. And what do you believe about yourself? And then if feelings arrive from that, you know, maybe you need to change those core beliefs to be those positive statements that you have. And if some come up that you're like, oh, that's not the emotion or whatever that I thought I had. So maybe there's some past wounds that are still active in you that you need to release and move through and go from being a victim. And I'll be honest, you know, I've had some emotional stuff to work through with my mother passing and with Bill passing. And, you know, you have to work through that into your wholeness. And the wholeness, we have to remember, is not the human side of us. It's that space. It's the formless spirit light that we are that is attached to this human physical flesh body that we currently walk the earth in. So maybe in those 10 core beliefs, if something comes up as a negative, flip it to a positive. And work on identifying how you can give yourself permission to identify that wound, where it came from, you know, feel into it and give it some love and space and acknowledge it and recognition and compassion and attention to help, what's the word? Maybe like transmute it, help. Sometimes when you shine light on something that's a pain or a hurt or a potential negative, if you shine light on it, it's not near as bad or scary or awful as you thought it was. It just needs attention. It just needs credit. It just needs to heal. So I just encourage you guys to work on that. And I like sharing with you guys kind of what I'm going through and sharing with you for maybe giving you some tips on how you can handle things as well. You know, what are your intentions? What do you intend? You know, do you have a plan? Do you have in mind a plan on how to carry out your purpose during this ascension process? So, you know, BBS, I think I'll go for another quick break and then we'll come in and we'll wrap it up. If you're there, let's go ahead and take a break and we'll focus on, while we're in the break, we'll focus on living empowered and how we're going to do our steps. And then I'll be back in about 2 minutes. Thanks, guys. See you soon. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for being here with me. This is Sunshine on Whiplash Talks on BBS Radio, the most amazing radio on the planet. And I encourage you to enjoy, press in, support BBS Radio, sponsor them, subscribe to them, subscribe to shows that you enjoy. And support them. They're out there doing the work, and they're out there. They are not mainstream media. Let's just leave it at that. So support them. And that was just from my heart. I really enjoy what they do. When I was getting ready to do this show, I always ask universe, you know, what am I supposed to focus on, and what do people need to hear, and you know, use me and speak through me and help me to be an oracle, basically trying to get the word out on what needs to be heard. And I was asking, you know, a couple of things for myself on with the way the world is coming and the way things are changing. And it's if you are in tune to what is coming, and if your spirit is pressing into that, there is a lot of energy out there, and we are never to be in fear. That is not something that should drive anyone. And I was just asking, you know, am I ready? Am I prepared? And I know it sounds silly to some people, but I've talked about it before. I have woodland wardens cards, oracle cards that sometimes I do. Very rarely do I use them, but I keep them very special and very sweet, and I smudge them and I take care of them. And I asked, I said, where am I okay? And am I where I'm supposed to be? And I got the card. It says the turtle and coriander, and it says satisfaction. And I love turtles. Turtles here, if they're crossing the road. I live in a very strong Native American area, and there are so many people that will get out and, you know, stop their cars. I'll get there in the middle of the highway, get out and stop the cars and help them cross to the way they're going. Don't turn around and send it back the other way, because you've just, you know, stopped a half day's worth of work for them. They still need to go the other way. So I was like, yay, I got a turtle. And so it says the turtle and the coriander calls us to be satisfied with what we have been given or what we have achieved. It invites a moment of rest and reflection. Perhaps due to Aesop's fable, the tortoise and the hare, turtles are symbols of patience and good health. In this folktale, the slow but determined tortoise wins its race against the speedy but distracted rabbit. The turtle triumphs by pacing himself, illustrating the adage, slow and steady wins the race. Similarly, in the Victorian language of flowers, coriander indicates concealed worth, reminding us that things may not always be as they appear. In other words, a dedicated tortoise who puts in the work can achieve just as much as, if not more than, the swiftest rabbit. And so it said, slow down and enjoy the journey. Avoid rushing toward your goals for the sake of winning. Arrive in your own time. And then it encourages you with some questions. It says, what in my life brings me satisfaction? Have I taken time to express gratitude for what I have? Am I rushing things or honoring my own pace? And I thought it was perfect, because most of us on the call that I'm doing with Lucia Nicola Evans, most of us were saying, we want to slow down. We want to slow down. And I thought that was just perfect. And then I asked a clarifying question, am I prepared? Am I prepared for what's coming? And I got the squirrel and the chestnut, and it says preparation. It says, to ensure sustenance through the winter, the squirrel buries its nuts, hiding them from other squirrels and predators. Chestnuts, small nuts that grow into large productive trees, are symbols of abundance. Together, the squirrel and chestnut remind us that careful preparation will often yield riches. And then the card was upright, and it has an upright saying. It says, you have prepared well and can expect to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Your resourcefulness and foresight will be rewarded. And the questions are, am I prepared for the future? Have I been working hard to achieve my goals? And those two cards brought me to tears because it was so spot on, just spot on to the questions that I asked. And so I encourage everyone, slow down, be the turtle, be the turtle, slow down and take time to express gratitude for what you have. Don't rush things. Just take things and honor your own pace. Enjoy where you are and where you're going. And I know sometimes we get, focus on satisfaction. And I know sometimes we get focused on, we all talk about the movie and popping popcorn and, watch the movie and, it's a movie. But just take time out of the, sometimes I call it swirling chaos. Take time out of the swirling chaos to truly focus on satisfaction. And then know that we are working towards our future and going towards our future. I just want to encourage everybody to focus again on energy flows, where attention goes. So where is your attention going this week? And how are you going to take today's show and apply it to your life? I love you. I love you. I love you guys so much. And I am humbled by your presence in listening to Whiplash Talks. I truly believe that what is said will make a difference in your lives. What doesn't fit, you just, push it aside, throw it away. But for the words that do speak to you, I believe that we are here together on this show to make a difference. So enjoy your time these next 2 weeks, and I will be back with you. This is Sunshine on Whiplash Talks on BBS Radio. Love you, love you, love you. Have a great couple of weeks, guys. I'll see you soon. Q's coming up next. Bye.